It's good that we are all familiar with each other.
特别是如果是外来的讲员看到大家都躲在那么最后面的时候，实在是很不好意思啊。
If an outsider speaker come here and see everybody sitting in the back, he would be confused.
我们今天要看的一段经文其实是大家非常熟悉的经文。
Today our scripture is one that we are all familiar with.
是这个这个雅各书。
It's taken from the book of James.
今天它上面这个周报上写的这个题目，它是说，这个活的信心。
The title used in the little flyer is a living faith.
那更好的说法也许是说活出来的信心。
A better way of saying it is maybe a faith that was lived out.
一个活的信心必须是一个活出来的信心。
Because a living faith is a faith that is lived out.
雅各书是一个非常特别的一本书啊。
James is a very unique book.
它其实很短。
It's very short.
但是呢，它里面却充满了许多我们熟悉的经文。
But it's full of the scriptures that we're familiar with.
好，现在考试，你们最熟悉的雅各书的经文，赶快翻，赶快翻。
Now, I'm going to put you guys to test. What's your most memorized scripture from the book of James?
谁要说一下
？Anyone?
雅各书的经文，你们最熟悉的经文是什么？哎呦，我的天啊！我只有二十分钟的时间哎。
Oh my God! I only have 20 minutes time.
这么客气。好，我们看几处的圣经。
Let's just look at some of those.
这个一章二十二节熟不熟悉啊
？Are you familiar with chapter 1 verse 20?
只要你们只是你们要行道，不要单单听到。
But be doers of the word and not hearers only.
二章十七节熟不熟悉
？Or chapter 2 verse 17.
这个如果你们还不晓得的话，哇
！If you don't know this one, wow.
这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
So all faith, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
下面呢？第四章十四节，比方说。
Or for example, chapter 4, verse 14.
其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes.
五章十六节熟不熟悉？
Or chapter 5, verse 16.
一人祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。
The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working.
好，雅各书里面你们还有哪一节是你们最喜欢的经文？有没有
？Are there other verses that you like from the book of James?
你们都不读圣经还是怎么回事啊
？Don't you read Bibles?
谁讲一节？讲一节。四章十五节，可不可以请你为我们念出来
？Chapter 4, verse 15.
是的，这个主你们只当说主若愿意，我们就可以活着，可以做这事或做那事，是吧？这是大家很熟悉的经文。
Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. It's also a familiar verse.
雅各书不但是在短短的经文里面，我们有许多非常熟悉的经文。
So James is not only full of scriptures that we can recite.
他这一段的这个雅各书，其实在教会历史里面也是充满了许多的争议的。
It's also full of disagreements or concerns.
在这个其中一个最大的一个争议，是在教会历史里面讲到关于信心与行为之间到底是什么样的关系。
One of the biggest of those is in the church history. We talked about the relationship between faith and work.
所以好像保罗似乎在圣经里面告诉我们这个人因信是称义的。
Seems that Paul taught us that we are all justified by faith.
但是似乎这个雅各是在说我们人称义是靠行为。
But it looks like James is teaching us that we are justified by our work.
他中间所产生的这样的冲突是如此的大，以至于。
there was such a big disagreement.
在改教的时候，马丁路德看雅各书的时候，给他有相当比较低的评价。
During that Martin Luther said, gave the book of James a very low comment.
他称这个雅各书呢，是叫做稻草书信啊。
Martin Luther called the book of James an epistle of straw.
还好这个加尔文这个不赞成他哈。
But thank God, Calvin didn't agree with him.
那么在这一段的这个短短的这个四章里面，虽然有这么多的争议，但是却在历代以来深受大部分这些信徒的喜爱。
In those four short chapters, though there were many confusions and disagreements, it was still loved by a lot of disciples.
所以有一个学者Douglas Moo 他就讲到说，为什么他举出三点，为什么我们很喜欢这个雅各书，很可能的原因。
And someone listed out the three possible reasons that people love the book of James.
他讲到说，这个雅各书呢是非常的实用，非常的精简，里面也用了许多的这种所谓的比喻，不管是明喻也好，或者是暗喻。
People love it because it's practical, it's concise, and it's full of metaphors.
那就它有点像是新，你可以说它是新约中的箴言。
It's like the proverb in the New Testament.
那但是这些的特点，一方面对我们来讲很吸引人，但是它同时也产生了许多的困扰。
Though it's very attractive, it brings a lot of confusion.
我们常常在看这个雅各书的时候，大家都要讨论到底这个试探是魔鬼是试探人，但是同样的字，但是讲到说上帝的时候，我们又说那不是试探，那是上帝只是试炼我们。
For example, we talk about if the trials are from the devil or from God.
或者是说这个一章的二十二节，他甚至就这样说，他说人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。
Or we are justified not just by our faith, but also our works.
所以这些东西都是未来如果我们有机会的时候，在以后的这个讲到再跟大家分享。
All of these are, we can talk about all of these in the future.
但是很明显的，这个雅各在写这封书信的时候，他是写给这么的一群人。
But it's clear that the audience of this letter is to those people.
这些基督徒是犹太背景的基督徒。
Those Christians from a Jewish background.
那这些犹太人的基督徒呢，他们的生活相对的来说是贫困，甚至到一个地步是需要救济的。
And they live in poverty.
然后呢，他们同时在因为他们接受了这个基督教的信仰的关系，他们在内在外都受到攻击。
And because they believe in Christian faith, they faced persecution from both within the Jewish community and out of the Jewish community.
然后呢，而这个雅各就是借着这封书信给这些生活在这个困境当中这些基督徒的劝勉和鼓励。
And James used his letter to encourage those Christians in their difficult lives.
接下来我们今天就要用今天的四节的经文来看，也是借着这个雅各的这个他的一生来作为一个范例。
And we will look into the first four verses of this letter, and we will use the life of James as an example.
如果你有机会，你可以的话，也请你翻到这个圣经的经文。
If you can open the Bible and turn to the
scripture,
let's look at the first verse.
雅各书第一节，他是这样说的。做神和主耶稣基督的基督仆人的雅各，请善助十二个支派之人的安。
And it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations.
这里的收信人是这个善助十二支派的人。
Here, the receiver of the letter is the 12 tribes scattered among the nations.
其实在这个耶稣那个时代，以色列的十二支派其实已经不存在了。
Actually, in Jesus' time, the 12 tribes of Israelites doesn't exist.
准确的来说，这个北国的十个支派不存在了。
or to be exact, the 10 tribes in the north part didn't exist anymore.
但是犹太人继续使用这个十二支派的这个名词。
But the Jewish people continued to use the 12 tribes.
基督徒也继续用这十二支派的这样子的观念。
And so did Christians using the concept.
来描述上帝在这个末世的时候要塑造一个以色列，好像把这些人这十二个支派重新这个建立起一个属神的百姓，一个新的百姓。
To signal the new Israel, the new Israel that God will establish, in the end, and to signal that God will bring them all together again.
而他用到这个散住这个字的时候，其实在当时几乎变成是一个像是一个特殊的这个技术这个 technical 的 term.
And when he used the word scatter, it almost sounds like a technical term.
就好像我们中国人也许说在海外的华侨，我们会说华侨这两个字一样。
Or it's just like the term we use to refer to the Chinese people living in other countries.
那这个地方，如果你看在约翰福音的时候呢，这个他就会这些他们当时的犹太人就不自觉的使用了这样子的字。
And if you look at the book of John, you will see Jewish using this word, just naturally.
在约翰福音第七章里面可以看得到。那么在使徒行传的第十一章里面也可以看得到。
You can see it in both John chapter 7 and the Acts chapter 11.
所以特别如果我们看使徒行传第十一章第十九节那个地方，他说那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和塞浦路斯，并安提阿，在十一章的第十九节那个地方使用到“四散”这个字，就是这个散住的这个意思。这些人。
In Act chapter 11, verse 19, you can see it says, "Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed." Traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews.
所以我们可以很确定的知道，相当确定的知道，这个所谓的散住十二个支派的人，雅各在这样子写的时候，他的收信人是指的那些分散在犹太地区以外的犹太基督徒。
Sorry. So we can be clear that. When James talked about the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, he's talking about the Jewish Christians living out of the Jewish area.
接下来我们就要看雅各作者这个人。
And then we can take a look at James, the author.
接下来有一连串的经文，你们可以不必翻，我把它印出，我已经把它打出来了哈。
And we have a bunch of verses.
我们首先要看到的是在马可福音第六章的第一节到第三节那个地方。
Like in Mark chapter 6, verse 1 to 3.
那个地方在第三节的地方，他是这样说的：这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？
English speakers, you can refer to the Bible.
所以在这个地方我们就看见他这里说雅各，从我们更正教的这个这个传统的解释的方法就是他是耶稣的弟弟。
And we can tell here James is brother of Jesus.
接下来我们要看的是约翰福音的第七章的第一节到第五节。
And then we can turn to the book of John, chapter 7, verse 1 through 5.
这一段比较长，我要稍微念一下。
It's a little bit long, but I have to read it.
如果你是看英文的话，也是请你自己看一下约翰福音第七章第一到第五节。
Again, English speakers, you can just follow along in your Bible.
他说这是以后耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他，那是犹太人的祝棚节近了。耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。他说人要彰显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。如果你如果行这些事，就当自己显明给世人看。然后第五节他是这样讲，他说因为连他的弟兄说这话是因不信他。
So and in verse 5 it says, for even his own brothers did not believe in him.
所以我们看见雅各他不但是这个耶稣的弟弟，他同时呢也不相信耶稣基督就是那个弥赛亚，所以他讲的第一节到第四节其实是一种嘲笑的语气。
And we can see that James as a brother of Jesus did not believe that he is the Messiah, and we can see his mockering tone in verse 1 through 4.
但是呢后来发现了一件事，后来另外在这个使徒行传里面的另外一个记载，我们看见有一个截然不同的情况。
But then in Acts we saw a very different situation.
这个事情当然是在主耶稣基督死了以后死了又复活以后的事情。
And of course it's after Jesus has sacrificed and resurrected.
那些原来嘲笑他的那些他耶稣的弟兄在这个时候竟然都这个同心合意的来恒切的祷告，照着主耶稣基督的吩咐。
Jesus brothers, those who mocked him, actually all joined together constantly in prayer.
所以到底在这个当中发生了些什么事情呢？
So what happened in between?
我想这个哥林多前书是有一个这样子的这个可能非常好的一个解释。
I think there is a great explanation in the First Corinthians.
在哥林多前书十五章第三节到第七节的地方
In chapter 15 verse 3 through 7,
特别是这个讲到第六节以后，第六节和第七节
especially verse 6 and 7,
他说耶稣这个他讲的是这个耶稣基督这个当时显现给许多人看，他说后来第六节开始说后来是显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。然后第七节说以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
It says after that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of them who are still living though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James and then to all the apostles.
所以我们相信雅各还有他的弟兄们对耶稣基督的看法的转变是在耶稣基督复活向他们显现以后所产生这个一个巨大的改变。
So we can see that the attitude change of James happened when Jesus was resurrected and then appeared to him.
他们不但成了耶稣基督的门徒或信徒。
Not only did they become disciples of Jesus.
他们甚至在教会里面负担起带领的角色。
But leaders of church.
如果我们在这个看下面的这段的经文的话，它在加拉太书里面我们就可以看见。
If we continue to read the scripture in the book of Galatians,
第一章的第十八节到第十九节
，Chapter 1 verse 18 through 19。
当保罗到这个耶路撒冷去的时候呢，他去见了主的兄弟雅各，其他人他都没有去看。
When Paul went up to Jerusalem, he met with James, the Lord's brother, and James only.
第二章的第九节，他就说，这个雅各是被称为教会的柱石。
And also in chapter 2, verse 9, he called James pillars of the church.
所以在众人的眼光当中，起码在基督徒的那些眼光当中呢，雅各就成了教会的，当时教会的领袖。
So in the eyes of the audience, James was a leader in church.
但是就雅各自己来说，
But in his own eyes,
他自己是耶稣基督的仆人。
He is a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他已经降服在那个复活的主前。
He submitted himself in front of the resurrected God.
我想对今天的基督徒来讲，我们跟随主的脚步其中最难的一点就是降服。
I think for us Christians today, one of the most difficult things to do in our journey to follow Jesus is to completely submit ourselves.
不管是我们个人人生志向的这种事业的选择，
So for our own like career choices,
怎么样过一个家庭生活
or to live a good family life
怎么样在教会里面服侍
or how we serve in church
怎么样和弟兄姐妹过团契的生活
or how we do fellowship with other brothers and sisters
我们所不顺服的不是我们的这个家人或者是教会里面的弟兄姐妹
We have difficulty in those situations. We're not just disobeying our family members or brothers and sisters.
我们真正的困难是我们没有办法降服在主耶稣基督的脚前。
Our real difficulty is we can't submit in front of Jesus.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
雅各书第一章第二节，他说：“我的弟兄们。”你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds."
这个百般的试炼，这里面讲到的这个试炼这两个字。
The word trials.
它可以指一种内在受罪恶引诱的一种的试炼。
It could mean the temptation from sin.
就好像我们在这个地方列出来，像提摩太前书第六章第九节所说的。
Like what is said in the First Timothy verse, chapter 6, verse 9.
但是它也可以指的是外在的一种的苦难，特别是外在对我们基督徒的一个逼迫。
Or it could mean difficulties from the outside, like persecution.
如果有兴趣的话，请你们去看彼得前书的第四章的第十二节到第十四节。
You can refer to the First Peter, chapter 4, verse 12 to 14.
所以我们的试探有些是来自于我们的内心，有时候这些试探是来自于我们外在的环境。
So sometimes trials come within us, and sometimes it comes from the outside world.
但是我们有时候不要把它分得这么清楚。
But we don't have to, we don't have to separate them.
因为很多的时候外在的这些的环境的困难逼迫
Because a lot of times the persecution from the outside
会成为对我们内心的一种的试炼或试探
Will become a temptation within
如果我们的外在的环境经济的不景气或者是我们的失业
If in the outside world we are facing this great depression orwe lost our jobs.
有时候在我们心里面会产生一种埋怨、苦读，或者是甚至偷窃，想要去这个赚不义之财的这种内心的一种的试炼。
It will trigger a bitterness in our hearts, and sometimes lead us to stealing and getting money from in an ungodly way.
因为不管这个外在的环境也是外在的压迫也好，是内心的挣扎也好。
Because no matter where the pressure or temptation comes from，
圣经要告诉我们的是怎么样在这样子的环境里面胜过这些外在的或内在的试炼。
The Bible is trying to teach us how to overcome them all。
好，在这个地方，雅各给了一方这个。这个对症下药的这个药方。
And here's a prescription from James.
如果是你们给的药方是什么？怎么面对我们外在跟内在的这个苦难
？So if it were on you, what advice would you give to those who are in trials?
如果是你碰到了这个财富的起落。你看见这个自己穷困却受富足人欺压，或者是我们有病痛，你要怎么样对自己或者对你的弟兄来说出一个劝勉的话
？When you see people lost their wealth or when they're poor, got taken advantage by the rich, or when they're in pain, what would you say to yourself, or what would you say to the brothers and sisters in those situations.
雅各给了一个非常奇怪的建议。
James gave us a very unique advice.
他说
He said,
要以为大喜乐。
To consider it pure joy.
要以为大喜了这个几个字，它的动词是一个命令的语气。
It almost sounds like an order.
It's not sounds like, it is.
Okay.
It is imperative.
An order.
Okay. 它是一个命令。
Yes, it's a command.
这个他雅各说，你们在这样子的试炼的环境当中，我要你们，我规定你们，你们要喜乐。
He says to the brothers and sisters, when you are under those situations, I command you to consider it pure joy.
你可以想象，如果现在命令你们，每一个人不要这样子听了讲到愁眉苦脸，你们每一个人都笑，都要喜乐，你们现在就要喜乐。
Think about it. If I command you to be joyful and not to look sorrow, hearing this message,
你们就喜乐起来了，对不对？你们现在我可以看到，你们现在每一个人都被我命令的喜乐起来了。
And you will just be joyful, right?
Yeah, 我的命令显然是大有功效。
My command has a great effect.
不是的，喜乐的感觉是我们没有办法用命令来的。
But that's not true because we can't command other people to be joyful.
他这里意思是说，我们必须下定决心，用一种喜乐的态度来面对我们生活里面的试炼。
It tells us that we need to make our mind to decide to face all our difficulties and trials with a joyful heart.
是当我们用一个正确的眼光和视角来看这些事情的时候，我们的喜乐可以让我们看见这些事情。
It tells us that when we look at those difficulties in the right attitude and perspective, then we can see joy.
我们可以看见我们可以喜乐的原因。
And we can see the reason that we can be joyful.
我们看见上帝容许这些试炼在我们身上，是因为看我们配得跟他一同受苦。
We will see that God allowed those trials to happen to us because He think we're worthy of enduring it with him.
而且也是当我们在试炼之后，我们可以得到那个生命完全的好处。
And it's also for our own benefits. Because when we go through those trials, our life would be matured.
所以这种的态度是可能的吗？
So is this? Is it possible to have this attitude?
在圣经的记载里面，我们看见这样子的例子。
We see many examples in the Bible.
比方说，保罗在哥林多后书第七章第四节，他是说，我们在一切患难中是分外的喜乐。
Like Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 4 said, in all our affliction, I am overflowing with joy.
在使徒行传第五章那个地方这个讲到使徒们受了这工会的人责打之后，他们这样子说，他说工会的人听从了这个他这个便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。他们离开工会心里欢喜，因被算是配得这名受辱。
And also in Acts Chapter 5, verse 40 to 41, after the apostles were beaten, they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer this honor for the name.
我们在这个地方，弟兄姐妹，你们觉得自己在试炼当中吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you consider yourselves under trials?
你偷偷举手，我不用看你啊。你偷偷举手，你觉得你自己在试炼，在困境，在被逼迫当中吗？
You can raise your hand if you think you are under trials and difficulties.
那个老师叫你做事情，这个叫你做流片不算啊。好，可以手可以放下。呀，这个我们的生活里面其实充满了各式各样的逼迫、跟苦难、跟试炼。
Our lives are full of trials and difficulties and persecutions.
其实我们教会整体来说也处在这样子的状况当中。
And our church in general is also under such circumstance.
我们教会有很长的一段时间没有全时间的牧师。
It has been a long time since we had a full-time pastor.
我想对会众也好，对这个带领的同工也好， 都是一个极大的挑战，极大的试炼。
I think both for the audience and for the coworkers, it is a great challenge and trial.
更不要说我们知道我们教会里面的儿童主日学长期这个缺少这个主日学的老师，或者是在团契里面教导跟关怀都需要更多的人投入在其中。
Let alone the need of Sunday school teachers and the caring and teaching in fellowships.
这些事情对教会的弟兄姐妹来讲都产生了极大的压力。
All of those brings a lot of pressure to brothers and sisters here.
如果我们把眼睛从我们自己的教会转向这个整个的社会来看的时候，
If we turn our eyes from our church to the society,
我们在整个的社会里面其实是遭受到了许多不友善的态度的攻击。
The church is under attack within the society.
社会中有许多反基督教的道德和价值观对我们产生极大的压力。
A lot of anti-Christ principles and opinions are bringing us a lot of pressure as well.
这些东西都是我们基督徒在这个时代里面所必须面对的试炼。
All of these are trials Christians must face in this time.
但是我们可以有喜乐。
But we can have joy.
因为我们可以看见我们的弟兄姐妹还有我们的下一代在这种艰困的环境里面成长。
Because we can see our brothers and sisters and our next generation grow up in this situation.
我们可以为这些弟兄姐妹他们在这种环境里面站立的稳而感到喜乐。
And we can rejoice because they are standing firm on the ground in this circumstance.
就好像保罗他心里面常有的祷告。
Just like how Paul used to pray.
他说你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕，我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
In Philippians chapter 4 verse 1 he says my brothers and sisters, you who I love and long for my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends.
我们接下来要看第一章的第三节，他说因为知道你们的信心经过试验就产生忍耐。
And then we will look at verse 3, which says, Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
忍耐这个字，有时候可以翻成一种沉稳的意思，沉着稳重的意思，稳固。
Sometimes the word perseverance can also be translated into steadfastness.
当基督徒在用这个字，基督徒的作者，圣经的作者在用这个字的时候，他指的不是一种对环境一种柔顺或者是被动的屈服。
When us Christians use this word, it doesn't say that we submit to the environment and we stop fighting.
它指的是我们基督徒好像在风雨中却坚持向前走的那种的力量。
It's more like we're keep walking forward in storms.
而这种的顺序就是我们的信心经过试验能产生忍耐，保罗他也是这样子说的。
And the truth is, our faith, going through trials would bring us perseverance.
在罗马书第五章第三节第四节，他是这样子说。
And Paul said the same thing as well in Romans chapter 5 verse 3 to 4.
说不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。忍耐生老练。
Suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character.
那这个彼得他的看法也是类似的。
And so did Peter.
在彼得前书第一章第六节第七节他是这样说的。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 through 7 he said,
他说因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
It just as shown on the slide.
那在这个地方，我们试着来替雅各设身处地的着想。
And if we put ourselves in James' shoes.
雅各他在他的这个 服事当中会碰到什么样的难处呢？
What difficulties James had in his serving?
需要一点想象力，我现在就请你们来想象。
It needs a little bit of imagination.
雅各带领耶路撒冷的教会，他会碰到什么样的试炼？
What trials would James face when he was leading the church in Jerusalem?
你们讲一个，我讲两个，这样公不公平啊？讲一个，谁要讲一个？雅各会碰到什么困难？
Anyone?
逼迫是不是？呀，韩心讲什么样的逼迫啊？犹太人的逼迫，因为他们信了跟随耶稣基督，称耶稣基督是主。对很多犹太人来讲，这个基本上是一种亵渎的话。
Because they chose to believe in Jesus, to a lot of Jews, this is not holy in God's eyes, and therefore, they were facing the persecution from the Jewish community.
其实他还有很多其他的困境，我们随便举一些例子。
And actually, James had many difficulties. Here are some examples.
其实当时的犹太这个在耶路撒冷教会里面的这些领袖，很多后来都离开耶路撒冷，到各处去传教去了。
Actually, a lot of the disciples there left Jerusalem and went preaching in other places.
而当初一大堆人信主，在逼迫之中，许多的人因为逼迫都四散了。
And also, because of the persecution, a lot of the believers scattered.
而剩下来的这些信徒当中，许多人是非常贫穷，他甚至需要外邦的基督徒来帮助，在财务上帮助他们。
And many remaining Christians are so poor that they need financial support from Christians out of Jerusalem.
他同时也需要面对那些在公会，也就是犹太人公会里面对他们的逼迫迫害。
And he's facing the persecution from the Jews.
你可以说他们实际上每天都活在那个死亡的威胁当中。
You can say that they were living under death threat every day.
而在教会里面，你也可以想象到许多犹太人的基督徒对于他所信的到底符不符合这个正统的犹太人的信仰，可能也有怀疑之处。
And also, you can imagine that the Jewish Christians have doubt of the word he's preaching.
那么，同时他要面对保罗宣教的时候所建立起来一群新兴的外邦基督徒，这些基督徒有可能是那个刚刚建立起来的教会一分为二。
And also, Paul is doing missionary, and a lot of Christians from other nations came along, and maybe that will cause a split in the church.
但是忍耐或者是说坚忍稳定，它是在他的人生的试验里面所产生的一个这个结果。
But perseverance or steadfastness is a result of all the trials he endured.
你可以说这种的坚韧是我们在生命里面中的一种的坚持。
You could say this perseverance is a stubbornness.
在我们的事工，你看到好像停滞不前的时候，我们依然继续的努力。
To keep us fighting when our work seems to be stuck.
在一个世界当中对基督教充满敌意的环境里面，我们却必须保持着一个对这些人的爱心。
To keep loving the community when the environment is hateful towards Christian.
当我们在这个世界，甚至在我们的教会里面，弟兄姐妹当中被人误会的时候。
And when we are misunderstood by the world or even by our own brothers and sisters.
我们不能停止向神仰望。盼望神自己来为我们伸冤。
We can't stop looking upon the Lord and seeking hope from Him to justify our positions.
一直到什么样的情况呢？
Until when?
第一章第四节说，忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺缺欠。
In verse 4, James said, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
这里讲忍耐也当成功，这个成功你可以把它解释为达成目标。
It says perseverance finishes work. You could also say reaches goal.
我们的忍耐为的是能达成一个目标。
Our perseverance is to reach a goal.
你可以说这个目标就是那这句这这句的后半段。
Which is the second half of this verse.
使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺欠。
So that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
这里讲到的成全还有前面的成功，其实他们是同一个字源呢。
Here, complete and finish its work.
所以这里的不管是成全也好，完备也好，他所讲的不仅仅是一种成熟，我们基督徒好像要达到有一个成熟的生命而已。
From the same word, so it's not just talking about mature.
而实际上是讲到完全，特别是指向末日主再来的时候，要给我们一个荣耀的生命。
But complete and points to the glorious life we will have when Jesus come again.
因为这个字在主耶稣基督的用法里面，他说你们要完全像天父完全一样的时候，就是用这样子的字。
Because it's used in a way to describe how we are gonna.Be complete like God.
更重要的是，雅各自己本人在使用这个字的时候呢，他在第十二节的时候是这样子说的。
And more importantly, how James used this word himself in verse 12.
他说，忍耐那个试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
It says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
我们弟兄姐妹，今天你在试炼和试探当中喜乐的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, the key to be joyful through trials.
你能够在风雨中能够坚持向前走的原因。
The reason that you can keep walking in storm.
是上帝保证用他的本性，那个忠实，那个忠实的本性向你保证。
Is this promise God gave?
要在他所开始的工作上保守你的性命直到最后。
That he will finish the work he started and keep you to the very last day.
这样子的事情在雅各的身上我们也看见了。
And we saw the same, in James' life as well.
雅各他到最后的时候，大概在六十几年，我们不能够很确定，大概是在62年左右的时候，殉道的。
In around 62 AD, James died for the cross.
有两个不同的版本讲到他殉道的故事。
And there were two different versions of the story.
一个是这个约瑟夫当时的犹太人，一个非基督徒他所写的犹太人的历史。
One is by Joseph, a non-Christian. He wrote, the history of the Jew.
另外一个是教会一个基督徒叫优西比物他所写的教会史里面所记载的。
And it was also written.In the history of church, by Eusebius, a Christian.
所以有一个说法是，这个在两个总督这个任期中间有一个空档的时候，就是罗马的总督交接的有大概两年时间的空档。
It was said during a transform of power in the Roman government.
这个犹太公会的领袖就。捉拿了这个雅各，让这个雅各把他从这个就是用石头要把他打死。
There were a 2-year window, and during that time, the leader of the Jew captured James and tried to stone him to death.
另外一个说法是说要把它从圣殿上面推下去，另外一个说法是说他们把它从圣殿推下去，圣殿顶推下去。
The other saying was they pushed him off the top of the temple.
在约瑟夫自己的这个非犹太人的 记载里面是这样说到这样子的话。
In the recording by Joseph,
他说当时那些连那些非基督徒的犹太人都觉得那是一个谋杀。
He said even the non-Christian Jews thought it's a murder.
对于这样子的一个人，他曾经是讥笑耶稣基督的耶稣的兄弟。
From mockery,
他后来降服在耶稣基督的脚前。
To martyrdom, James finally submitted in front of Jesus.
跟随主一直到他殉道为止。
Followed Jesus until his death.
我们可以看见雅各和保罗其实有很多相似之处。
We can see that there are many similarities between James and Paul.
过去雅各和保罗都是讥笑主的人，后来成了主的仆人。
They both mocked the Lord and then they become servants of the Lord.
他们两个人同时都看见一个人的信心需要有一个活出来的生命证实信心的那个真实。
They both see that one's faith should be testified by the life he lives out.
雅各和保罗一样，他们都教导弟兄姐妹要让信心在试验中产生出坚忍的生命。
They both teach the brothers and sisters to put their faith through trials to have this perseverance.
他们也都深信这种坚忍的生命要保守弟兄姐妹的信心直到最后的一天。
And they both believe that the perseverance life would keep brothers and sisters until the last day.
雅各和保罗一样，他们用殉道的死活出了他们信心的真实。
And both of them used their death to live out how truthful and faithful they are.
雅各和保罗一样，他们都是信心的伟人。
Both of them are heroes of faith.
他们活过，但是死了，有一天他们要在主的荣耀中复活。
They lived and died, and one day they will be resurrected in the glory of the Lord.
我们的问题是，我们会不会在那个地方见到他们？
And the question to us is, will we meet them there?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣基督，我们在你面前愿意把自己摆上。
Lord, we put ourselves in front of you.
请你检查我们的心。
Look through our hearts.
让我们向你降服。
So we can submit to you.
愿意背起那十字架来跟随你。
So we can bear the cross with you and follow you.
直到你再来的那一天。
Until you come again.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.